This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Protesters in Iran are continuing to demonstrate after Iranian authorities acknowledge shooting down a passenger plane by accident. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protesters after video on social media appeared to record gunshots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury, rumbling for days after Wednesday's plane crash, erupted after the military's mea culpa.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says talks between Libya's warring parties and Moscow are going positively. Turkey and Russia, which back opposing sides in the conflict, are urging them to sign a binding truce to end a nine-month-old war and pave the way for a settlement. Red-hot lava spewed from a volcano near the Philippine capital of Manila on Monday as tens of thousands of people fled through heavy ash. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5. With thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan. Australia continues to battle catastrophic bushfires that have devastated large parts of the country. Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government is spending $34 million to help restore and protect the country's wildlife, which has been devastated by the fires.
This has been an ecological disaster, a disaster that is still unfolding. Some 8 million hectares have been burnt, and we know that our native flora and fauna have been very badly damaged.
As the Senate impeachment trial looms, U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting skipping it altogether. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's an extraordinary suggestion. The president says the Senate should just dismiss the case and move on. That was in a tweet hours after another in which he said the exact opposite and suggested potential witnesses for what would be just the third ever American presidential impeachment trial. There is not enough support in the GOP-led Senate for actually dismissing the charges. The House is likely to send the articles of impeachment across Capitol Hill this week as Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues pushing for a trial with new witnesses.
Witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
Telling ABC's This Week, senators will pay a price if they block new testimony. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The crisis gripping Britain's royal family over Prince Harry's plan to step down from royal duties moves to Queen Elizabeth's rural retreat in eastern Britain on Monday afternoon. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The summit reflects the Queen's desire to contain the fallout from Harry and Meghan's decision to step back as senior royals, work to become financially independent, and split their time between Britain and North America. The couple, also known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, made the announcement on Wednesday without telling the Queen or other senior royals first. Before the extraordinary session, Prince William and Harry took the equally unusual step of issuing a statement challenging the accuracy of a newspaper report that there is a severe strain on the relationship between the two brothers. Zaria Shackley, London.
The Oscar nominations were announced Monday. AP's Margie Saraletta reports.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Joker gets a Best Picture nomination with star Joaquin Phoenix up for Best Actor and Todd Phillips up for Best Director. The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and 1917 have 10 nominations each, including Best Picture. The other Best Picture nominees are Jojo Rabbit, Ford vs. Ferrari, Little Women, Marriage Story, and Parasite. The Oscars are February 9th in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For a complete list of Oscar nominations, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.